Today, we are very happy to have Kristen Duncan and I already messed it up. I can't believe I did that. All right, we're just going to keep going. I can't believe it. All right, one more time here. Here we go. Today, we're very happy to have Karen Duncan and Kristen DiBacco, who are going to talk to us today about organizing your home. And I can tell you, I need that service. But Kristen and Karen, we are very happy to have you. They are with Jacksonville Organizer, and they are going to tell us all about that. But Brad, my partner here, is going to fire the first question. We're going to get started. So go ahead, Brad.
Absolutely. Ladies, and we greatly appreciate your time. We know you're busy, but this is important. And I know to get that message out. So kind of tell us a little bit about your background and why there's a need for your service. Because I know when we're out looking at homes, we see a lot of homes that are completely empty. We see homes that are completely full. So we definitely need you ladies to help us out.
Okay. Well, I'm Karen Duncan. I have been a professional organizer since 2003. So going over Great. 20, over 20 years. My background is I'm an engineer by education, and my corporate background before I became a full-time mom is sales and marketing. So I come from a corporate kind of background, and Kristen has quite a different background than me.
Yeah. So I'm Kristen DiBacco, and I have been organizing since 2012. So together, Karen and I have over 30 years of experience, but my background's in education. And so as a teacher, Karen and I, we bring completely different backgrounds, obviously, to the business, but we complement one another.
Great.
So in terms of people needing professional services, especially if they're getting ready to sell their home, can you speak a little bit about that? I mean, why do they need help organizing their home? And especially, why can't they do it themselves?
Well, yeah. I think the first part, and I'm sure I'm speaking your language as well. I mean, the main goal is to maximize the home sales price in the shortest amount of time. So if you open up a cabinet or a closet and it looks like, you know, it looks like everything is going to fall on your head, it's going to give you the impression that the house is small, cramped, doesn't have enough storage space, and they're going to walk the other direction. So really, the main goal is, the objective is to put the home in the best possible light immediately, because usually the first offer is the best offer, and especially if it can sell very quickly. And part of the reason also for organizing is to not only to have it decluttered, but the reason why you want to do that is to remove the personalization of the home. So prospective buyers feel that it's their home, that they can live in it, and that the place feels very spacious and not, you know, lots of storage space and not feel crowded at all. So that's the main reason is to maximize. But there, Kristen, do you want to take over the rest? Like, you know, what?
Yeah, I mean, hiring a professional allows for an objective viewpoint, right? We've lived in our home for 20 or 30 years. And so sometimes it's very hard to see some of those cluttered spots in your home. But as a team, we're able to provide very quick and efficient process that we do this every day, every week. And so we're able to execute things a little bit faster than a family might be able to. But clients are busy. There's no denying. And then it's overwhelming and it's stressful. Like moving is the third most stressful part of life events that we might have. So, you know, we're there to help take that stress off and help alleviate that.
That's great. Good. You know, just quickly, just to kind of follow up on that a little bit. First, there's a difference between organizing and decluttering and staging. Those are two different things, correct?
Yes.
And that, which is, I think, interesting, because I think a lot of people think, oh, I may want to have my house staged. But in truth, you may not need to have it staged. If you get it decluttered and looking nice, that might be the right way to go, right?
No, definitely so. I mean, it really depends. Obviously, it depends upon your furnishings and, you know, are they relatively in date and so forth. But even if they're not, just the fact of having it light and airy, depersonalized, and not just have a lot of stuff in there. It just, the client really can imagine themselves in their home much more than not. And that's really the main reason to do it. And so you could do, it's what's called, you know, vacant staging, where they might rent things, but they can live in the home and have their stuff and have their items, their belongings in the home, and it can stay there.
Great. Well, you mentioned something I thought was really interesting, because we run into it a lot as realtors. When people have been in their homes for a long time, they're so used to it, they really don't see what's there. We see it in some manner in terms of needing updating of appliances and things like that. But Kristen, any thoughts about that?
No, I mean, it's really, think about when you go in and you see baskets and piles full of papers, or, you know, this is just visual clutter and visual noise that we have just become so accustomed to as the homeowner. And so to be able to come in and, again, just give that objective viewpoint where, let's entertain this and let's see, why are we actually hanging on to it? Do you need it? And to challenge the clients a little bit.
Got it.
Yeah, good point. And one thing that we notice as realtors is, you know, sometimes we can be objective too, but we're also trying to help that customer. So it's good to have somebody else that can reach out, because we don't want somebody to walk into a home and they remember that home as the clown home or the horse home, because there are all these different things. So what are the most common issues that you ladies encounter when you're organizing a home or an office?
I think a lot of it is they just really don't see it anymore, because they've lived with that in that manner for so long. So, you know, as Kristen had mentioned, our point to be there is to have an objective set of eyes of what would a buyer because at the end of the day, us as organizers, it's the client's home. They want to keep everything that's their, certainly is their prerogative. But if they want to maximize their home sale and be able to move and not bring a lot of things that they don't even ultimately want, that's where we can help them. I mean, there are sometimes some personal items that we suggest that they just pack away, but we're not advocating that they let it go, like family photos or religious items or anything like that. We do suggest that it just be much more neutral in that regard.
Right. I do think too, another challenge that we see a lot is oftentimes they underestimate how long it might take to declutter and to prepare and to get themselves ready to put their home on the market. And so it becomes a scramble, and you don't want to have to make those decisions in an impulsive period of time. And so a big suggestion would be starting that process months before you actually think you need to.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely. By the way, just a reminder, we're speaking with Karen Duncan and Kristen DeBacco, who are the owners of Jacksonville Organizer. And you can reach them by phone or text at 904-453-8822. Or at jacksonvilleorganizer.com. Did I get that right, ladies? I want to make sure.
Yes, very good.
Okay, great. So now we've spoken mostly about people who are selling their homes and moving out. And so let's say on the great side, you sell your home quickly because you've done a nice job decluttering for them. Now the move comes in. And I believe you guys can help with that. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. We do a lot of move management for clients where we oversee the packing and the moving and the loading and the unloading. So we basically tell people they can hire us for as much or as little as they want. We've even had clients that have gone away on vacation and they come home and it all be done. Now, obviously, that's a circumstance where we've worked with them before and know their wishes. But yes, we do handle soup to nuts of the move management or any piece that they want.
That's great. And I think you made a good point here. This can be seen for some people as, oh, this is a big expense. It'd be nice to do, but I don't know if I can afford it. And it sounds like you guys sort of run all ends of the spectrum. Is that correct? I mean, in other words, you don't have to be someone who's super wealthy to utilize your services, someone who is more modest in budget might be able to reach out and give you a call and do business with you, right?
Yep, exactly. I mean, we have clients down to, they just simply need the guidance and where to begin. How do I do this? I'm prepared and ready to do this. And we can help hold them accountable all the way to, it's just, I just need your help for one space. Or again, we might be with our clients for 2 days or 2 weeks. It really just is circumstantial.
Speaking of holding accountable, I was speaking with Lynn Mattingly, who you guys know, who used to work with you and is now a realtor out of my office. And one of the things she mentioned was that you do repeat service. So you get them all decluttered, everything looks good, but then 6 months later, you might come back and help them out again. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, we offer maintenance. So there's no shame in it. We've been doing this between the two of us a very long time, and we suggested from the beginning, because we will, I mean, there's being organized, it looks different to, you know, from one person to the next, like to the point, do you want your spices alphabetized, to can you throw it in a drawer and you can find it, and that's, or cabinet or whatever, that's good enough. So whatever their style is and where they want to be, yes, life just happens. We have a lot of repeat clients that are on a regular basis. And sometimes they just call us in every couple of years to that, you know, something happened and they want to tune up.
So with that in mind, if you were to give some advice to somebody to say, here are a couple of tips on what you might be able to do at home by yourself to keep yourself more organized. Kristen mentioned accountability. That's probably the most important thing, is to hold yourself accountable.
Right.
But yeah. Any other tips that you might be able to offer for just the average person out there, moving or not, in terms of what they might do to help make their place look a little bit better and be able to find things a little easier?
Yeah, I think the first step is going to be establishing your goal. What is it that you're trying to achieve? And for example, if it's in your kitchen, is your goal to have your countertops completely clear? But to somebody else, that might not be important or hold a lot of weight. So starting with that goal is definitely your first step. And then Karen, do you have anything that you want to jump in on that?
I'm a fan of labels, because it kind of keeps it, it keeps you accountable in a different way, that the number of, I don't know, spatulas, let's say in a kitchen that fit in the slot, if you're beyond that space, then you're looking at, do I revamp it to accommodate more spatulas, or do I go back to my spatulas and say, okay, I got 10 here, and what's the magic number that's going to make it functional for me, whether it be 5 or 6 or whatever it is. So I'm a big fan of labeling, because the items go in a specific space and it keeps it contained, and it also helps you control the amount. And when you go above and beyond, then you need more, you know, maintenance, or you need a shift in it.
We tell our clients, we're like, you can get the fun and the pretty, the products are your reward at the end, right? So really going through and doing the hard work first. But I think also another tip would just be knowing yourself when it comes to the products and how you're storing items. A lot of our clients are out of sight, out of mind. And so for those clients, using clear bins or acrylic bins that you can see through, and then adding labels still on top of that. So there takes the guesswork out of it.
That's great advice. I appreciate that, because I'm going to take you up on that. Okay, so I had two quick questions that came through while we were talking about this. First, have you dealt with any hoarders, people who just have, like, you walk in and you're like, oh my goodness, what are we in for here?
See a lot of those.
Kristen actually has.
Yeah, so I used to, a few years back, I was on the hoarder show with Matt Paxton. And so that was definitely a direction in which I thought I was going to spend a lot of my career. And so Karen and I both are certified professional organizers, and we've taken a lot of coursework, a lot of class, a lot of just educating ourselves on what hoarding looks like and that mental disorder. And there are organizers that is their specialty. And so we know right away when we are speaking with somebody, if that is just out of our scope for the time being, and then we make those connections with therapists and other organizers that would be a great fit for them.
That's great. That's great. I think you sort of answered my second question, but you did mention certified or professional organizers, right? Mm-hmm. And can you speak just for a moment about what you have to go through to do that? I mean,
that's you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Please go.
Well, first and foremost, it's not like you take a little weekend class and go, voila, you're certified. I mean, organizers come in all shapes and sizes, just like realtors do, with a varied background and so forth. You have to have at least, I think they just changed the guidelines. So is it 1,000 hours of paid service before you can even sit for Wow. the certification exam? So you can't just decide one day to do it and the second day you are certified. So you have to have a minimum of working hours. You have to prove that you have done that. And you sign a very strong ethics pledge, because we are in people's personal business. So we see financials, we see meds, we see a lot of family dynamics, we see a lot of confidential things. So it's a very strong ethics pledge. And we have to take continuing ed. We have to take 45 hours every 3 years, which is quite a bit. And both Kristen and I take a lot of it in psychology. I mean, I personally take a lot in psychology, because as we said earlier, my background is engineering. I didn't even take psychology in college. I took AP Psych in high school. So, so a lot of it, you know, when you first start, you're thinking you're just putting things in pretty boxes and smacking a label on it. There's a lot of psychology behind it. And that's the biggest reason why I personally became certified, is because I felt like I needed to learn a lot more about those dynamics. The other skill sets were much more innate, you know, for me in particular.
Yeah. If we didn't have that background, I think we would be doing a lot of our clients an injustice. Like, we would not be able to serve them in the way that they needed to. So,
yeah, for sure.
This has been fascinating. And I
know I learned a lot. Like, I'm going to go get an organization box, and I'm going to have a donation box. It'll probably be clear and it may have a label on it, but yeah. I've learned a lot.
Masking tape will do. It doesn't have to be beautiful.
There's a lot of blue painter's tape.
There you go. But I think the other thing, Brad, you'll do, and I know I will, is for our clients, either sellers or buyers, when they're moving in after they buy a home, I think we're going to recommend Jacksonville Organizer as a call that they should make. And we can't thank you enough, Karen Duncan and Kristen DeBacco, the owners of Jacksonville Organizer, for being with us today. Again, 904-453-8822, jacksonvilleorganizer.com. Any final words for us, ladies? We do appreciate you being on today.
No, thank you very much for having us. And yes, please let us help your clients get the top dollar for their house, so they can go to the next home, wherever their next stop is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Right, Brad?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. We learned a lot, you know, and we, you know, as old as we are, you know, we still have a lot to learn. So we appreciate it.
Keep learning until I can't learn anymore.
That's
right.
It. Yep.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.